Welcome back to the basement, man.
I know, it's been a while, man. It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a long, long time. So,
hasn't been much going on, though. It's at that dead period right now.
Life's been busy, man. Life's been real busy.
Yeah, that too.
So, what's going on today, man?
Not much, dude. Just, you know, NBA talk, really. That's all I've been hearing. There's spring training's been going decent for the Sox. Klay Thompson's not playing tonight for the, and Andre Iguodala's not playing for the Golden State Warriors. Big game for the Celtics, man.
Iguodala's out as well?
Yeah.
It's confirmed?
They're both day-to-day.
Well, it's confirmed that Klay Thompson's sitting out.
Well, yeah, it's not that big of a... He's not a starter, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't think it's going to be, like, that big of an announcement. I haven't checked it since this morning, but I know it was day-to-day.
I noticed that the line opened at 8.5. The Celtics were catching 8.5. Now it moved to 7.
Yeah.
So, Klay Thompson was worth, you know, 1.5.
That's true.
Can the Celtics cover 7?
I think they do. And honestly,
you think they cover 7?
I mean,
seven?
I'm a homer. I would have liked to have got it 8.5. A lot of people jumped off their bandwagon, but I'd give it another week if they start playing.
No, if they play better in the next week. End. You gotta watch to the end, man.
No, I'm gonna watch the rest of the season, regardless if they, you know, crap their pants or not. I'm just giving it a realistic chance of us getting back into that 3 seed if they start picking it up. They got another 20-something games left, or 20 games, whatever it is. I think if...
Does it really matter what the seed is to you, though?
Yeah, it does.
But ideally...
No, it does. Because...
You want to have...
Well, we'll put it this way. Last playoffs, how bad were we on the road?
I know, but this team has under, you know...
Underachieved. Get it. Has underachieved.
Expectations were high, though.
So, but I mean, Kyrie didn't play in the playoffs last year. I was just listening to ESPN's The Jump, and they were talking about Kyrie, and Brown and Windhurst was on there with Paul Pierce. And then he was talking about how Kyrie is just like a playoff monster, where he just becomes another player in the playoffs,
sure. Yeah.
Which the Celtics didn't have that last year, and, you know, they needed that. And they're going to have him again this year, hopefully healthy, and he'll be in another, different mindset. Maybe, like I said, they can't be having the type of energy they have now going to the playoffs. So
this is how funny it is. Us as Celtics fans, we're bitching about them getting a specific spot.
How many teams out there aren't fan bases just calling, I wish my team would make the playoffs. I know, bro, but look at it this way. I'm talking about seeds. We were projected to be number one seed all year. We're not. That's out. Number one and two are down in the bag. The 3 seed gets a home court in the first round. That's what you're shooting for, is home court first round. Because if you get to the 3 seed, you're either going to get the 76ers or you're going to get Indiana. Then the bottom bag of the East, you know, Brooklyn as a 6 seed is scary. Detroit has been, like, they're like 10-3 in the last 13 games, bro. You put them in a series against the other teams, you know, the Raptors haven't been playing too well. And, you know,
yeah,
well, the freaking Suns just beat Milwaukee. You know what I mean? So let's put it this way. Like, the other teams can beat the hell out of those top two teams in the East. The Celtics can kind of get a home court advantage and maybe get two rounds at home court advantage, depending on what seeds win and what happens. Maybe you can try to, you know, pray for an upset. And, you know, that's why I think the 3 seed is the most important thing to the Celtics, because if they don't get that home court advantage, at least in that first round is key, because if they can get out of that first round pretty quick, you know, maybe four or five games, that'll be better for them versus, you know, having to play more on the road and then all of a sudden, you know, having the same woes that they did last year on the road, even with Kyrie, you know. So they need, and that only help, that only, they only get that 3 seed is if they start picking it at the pace up and start winning these games.
Yeah, those are great points. Now, me, I've gone ahead and just lowered my expectations. Just get in the playoffs, you know?
Yeah.
The Celtics, huge Celtics fan, they made the playoffs.
I was thinking that way a week ago.
Now, it's a new season, all right? Yeah. You're in the playoffs. All these other teams are sitting at home. You know, let's not get picky about it. We're in the playoffs. What can we do now? Let's make some adjustments. Do what we got to do. Win some games. Yeah. Get hot. Find a way to win.
Well, they're making adjustments to the lineup.
You might see a completely different mindset, a completely different approach. It could be completely, you know, you don't know. And these expectations were so high. They're young kids. Well, relatively young. They're still kind of learning to play together.
Second, your third year players.
They've gone through a lot, this team. It's up and down. It's a grind, man. It's a grind.
I know, man. Like I said, I'm not off that bandwagon. Like, a lot of people have jumped off the bandwagon for the Celtics, and they're saying, you know, they're not going to get a great seed. They're going to get bounced out in the first round if they play the same way they have been playing. But, I know playoffs. Well, it's not spoiled, man. It's just realistically looking at how they've been playing and, like, looking who they have. They have guys that can light it up. Like, they can beat Golden State tonight on the road in Golden State. They have a deeper bench than Golden State does. You guys, Terry Rozier could be a starter for the Phoenix Suns right now. You got, you know, Gordon Hayward, who could just be an all. He could become a good player again. It's not like it's not out of reach. You know, he's only got two more years left on his contract. You know, so he's playing for another contract after this one. He's still got one more, maybe 4-year contract that's left in his career down the road. So
this league is so day to day.
It's day to day, man.
The sky is falling. And it's not. Oh, but no, they're trending. Everything's trending now.
It has been.
Trending upwards.
Yeah, but the Celtics are 1-5 since the All-Star break, bro. I mean, Celtics have not been playing well since All-Star.
They got off to a bad start.
And that's basically how people judge it is, you know, All-Star break, pre-All-Star break. And, you know, right now they're one of the worst teams in the East coming out of the All-Star break.
It's not ideal,
but... They have a tough schedule, so maybe that tough schedule...
What's the goal? Make the playoffs, right?
No, they can't not make the playoffs, bro.
Make the playoffs.
Now that we already, so we're spoiled. We're spoiled enough to the point where we already know we're going to be in the playoffs. Right. So now we talk about seeding, bro. That's kind of where I'm at with it. I understand. It's like Indiana. We've been waiting for them to fall off without Victor Oladipo, but they haven't, which is kind of crazy. So, you know, they're hanging in there. Maybe they do lose 4 or 5 games in a row, and then the Celtics just sneak up and take that. You know, they got a couple of games left against the Pacers, and they got one more game against 76ers, and they've owned the 76ers all year, since last playoffs. They've owned the 76ers, so, you know, I mean, and those are the teams that you're going to play in the first round. You don't want to just get to the playoffs, but what if you fall down to the 6th seed or 7th seed with Brooklyn and Detroit playing better than you towards the end of the season, and then you got to go play Milwaukee or Toronto in the first round.
Doesn't matter because this team has been frustrating to watch.
It's frustrating to watch.
You know, I've just at this point said, lower your expectations to make the playoffs. I'm happy. That's it. Well, whatever happens,
my expectations are lower than that. I actually watched the first quarter of a game. If first quarter is awful, and they're not playing with energy, I turn the game off.
Day to day league.
It's a day to day, dude. Like, I'll watch certain games, but. Even certain teams that, you know, our playoff contenders are losing right now. Everybody's either getting out of gas. Giannis has been playing with a leg injury recently, you know. So that's hurting the Bucks.
It's a grind, man. This team's trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough. It's a long season, but, you know, we'll see what happens, man. I mean, the 5 seeds in the middle of the pack, that means they'll play. More road games than home games, but you take care of business on the road, don't matter, you know. We'll see.
Well, so what's going on around spring training?
Spring training, man.
Pointer looked decent today.
Huh?
Pointer was on the bump today. He got a little bit of time. Yeah. He looked pretty decent. Eddie looked okay
yesterday.
They got
a couple kids, Red Sox, in the minor leagues, man. They've been playing pretty well. Young guys like Chavez and
What's he gonna have to do, man? He's kind of roadblock.
He's got 3 home runs, and all 3 of his home runs are 3 run dingers.
Yeah,
I saw a video of one of his.
They don't really have a spot for him, right?
Well, he plays third base and first base, so you don't have any spot right for him now. But I mean, he can, you know, he could be something as a trade asset in the future.
You think you'll see him up pitching. With the club this year?
I think you'll see him.
Maybe Mitchy two bags. Yeah, hits a DL. Or
if Mitch Moreland gets DL.
Devers maybe.
Yeah, if Mitch Moreland gets injured, but even though you get Mitch Moreland, Brock Holt can play first base.
Yeah.
You know, even you can even toss Edmar Nunez over there at first base. So I mean, it's there's a lot of guys, you know, that can go around, and being a utility player is key. Because you also got Eduardo Nunez, who can play short, second, third for you. behind Devers. Devers might not, you know. I seen Devers. He looks like he's in a lot better shape. He lost. He's cut some LBs off his face, and you know his body's trimmed down a little bit, which is nice. Cause
what about Bobby Dalbec?
That's another dude that's been raking in preseason. I mean, in spring training, just because you know Dalbec had a couple RBIs. You know, Taewoo Lin had a home run and a few hits in RBI today. He had a home run off of freaking Max Scherzer. Zulin had a home run off of Scherzer. So yeah. Scherzer got yanked after two innings. I mean, I don't know. It's just the pitching. Pitching's key, dude. Like,
the ball was carrying the right field today.
And it's in Florida, man. You're playing in, you know, nice weather. When you go to certain ballparks, and not at all these spring training parks, you know, they're not full stadiums, so they don't have any stands deep in the outfield, you know, surrounding it as a bowl. So ball flies, wind goes.
I don't put a lot of weight into spring training sets. Sure, you want to have a guy. For me, it's more about...
I mean, look at Aaron Judge, though, dude. He was out of no... He was on no one's radar the year he came into the league. He, in spring training, he hit, like, 4-something. He hit a bunch of bombs. And then he'd get on everybody's radar, and then they... We're all like, oh, we need a first baseman, or we need a right fielder, we need someone out there. So they kept him down 10 days, and then they brought him up, and he's been a monster.
Well, I mean, for like Scherzer, you know, he's a guy that's out there. He's just throwing the ball.
Yeah, ten year vets, old guys. It's basically
guys like that, you know.
It's basically to get
you going out and get your work
flow going, get your workouts in, get a sweat going, get your accuracy down, get that muscle memory going. It's nothing. You have a spot on the team. It's
like
the guys.
At that point, maybe you're working on a little bit of spin rotation, but
most of the teams that I'm looking,
it's very, very minute details. You know,
I'm looking out for is how Tampa Bay, how their team's molding, and I'm looking at the young guys that are in Toronto right now.
You know, a team that I really
the new guys in Cincinnati and St. Louis, how their team's
molding.
That's
the team right there that I'm. Sort of highlighted this season, looking at the win totals. And
yeah, I mean,
I like what St. Louis has, man.
Yeah,
they have a decent little squad.
They do.
I mean, they got to compete with the Cubs, right? Yeah. Cubs are probably going to win 90 games.
I was looking at their lineup today, and it was actually a pretty decent lineup that they put out there with Goldschmidt at 3-4 hitter.
Yeah.
You know, go back and forth. And then they got, you know, you got Dexter Fowler, you got Matt Carpenter, top three guys in the lineup can be all-stars. Dexter Fowler, when he gets going, he can't really, I mean, the only problem is you get two lefties leading back-to-back, you know. So maybe they mix in, you know, that kid Hader, who's been pretty good for him. In
they got
field.
A decent little staff.
Yeah, man, and they got that catcher, man. They got a catch. Did they get the catcher? No. They gave up a catcher, I think, to get Goldschmidt. They gave up like a really good catching prospect and somebody else to get Paul Goldschmidt. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. We'll see. That whole division is up in the air. I've been looking out to see what that division in Cleveland's gonna look like too.
Cleveland.
You know, and that whole division is just tore apart. Like Kansas City doesn't have many big stars, and you know, I think Minnesota wins that division. Twins. Twins been playing really. Twins
like
always play
the
well
Twins
in preseason
have.
Too.
I like
Twins
what the Twins have this year, man. I'd like them to, you know, exceed their expectations.
Yeah, and then I've been seeing how you know the Padres and the Phillies and all that. So I mean, I haven't really been putting too much emphasis on it. Like I just want to see how certain stars. I look at the stats and see how certain stars have been doing, and then I look at some guys, some teams that need help in certain areas where they. Either picked up certain guys and how their new guys are doing. So, I mean, spring training is just, you know, grain of salt. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just excited, man. It's counting down the days, like two and a half more weeks. Like March 28th, I think it is, opening day. So,
yeah.
Should be good.
Yeah, we'll be in Seattle. Well, we won't be in Seattle.
No, but
Sox will be in Seattle.
Yeah, my girlfriend actually be in Seattle the weekend before that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She flies into Seattle, and then she's going to Vancouver for the weekend with one of her roommates.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, we should get out to Seattle sometime, man. That's a neat little ballpark.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's a cool little city, man.
I heard it's nice.
We'll put it on the list.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because my buddy... My roommate, one of my old roommates, college best friends, plays for the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's from Martinsburg area, West Virginia area. And he played for the Pats. He got drafted by the Colts, played for the Pats, and then went to Seattle, and he's been in Seattle ever since.
No shit.
Yeah, Dewey McDonald.
Nice.
Yeah, he went to the same college, played basketball. My roommate played basketball, but he played football there, so. But yeah.
Yeah, Seattle's a nice little city, man.
So depending on what time of year, you know, to get out there, it might be nice. I wouldn't want to go out there around this time, or fall, because it's cold.
Yeah.
Rainy. So
summertime.
Summertime would be nice to go out there and catch a ball game. I'm thinking of trying to go to Philly, either go watch a Phillies game.
Yeah, we should get up the interstate and get to Philly.
Either Philly, or we go to DC and watch Harper play against the Nats.
Watch the return. Yeah. Philly's such a great ballpark.
Is it?
You know, the Nats Stadium is nice.
I have a buddy.
Something about going into Philly, man.
CJ Appenzeller is in Philly.
Yeah.
So he said to come in and see him. I said,
it's not a bad drive.
No, it's 3.5 hours. It's not too bad.
Yeah, the Philly fan base is fantastic.
If I went there and watched the game, I would wear red. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
You get into a fist fight in the stands.
Nah, I wouldn't. It wouldn't matter who I'd go see him watch. I'd go see him play. And then my girlfriend's older sister. Lives in Ohio, so we were thinking maybe if we go visit her, go to Cleveland.
Yeah.
I don't know how far she's from Cleveland, but she said she's in the middle of nowhere in Ohio.
Cleveland's a cool ballpark,
though. So I would try to go see an Indian.
Sit out in the bleachers?
Yeah. go leave here on a Friday, drive down there, go to the game Saturday, and leave, Sunday afternoon or, you know, evening, and drive straight through the night, come back on Sunday night.
It's doable, man. Yeah, it's a good little trip.
It is.
It's a good city.
I think it's like 6.5 hour drive to Cleveland.
Right.
I looked it up. My roommate looked it up because he's a big LeBron James fan. He was going to go watch a Cavs game one day. He was going to watch a playoff game one day, and he was like looking up how far of a drive it would be to Cleveland.
All right, man. Well, let's wrap. Put a bookmark in this one, man.
Yeah, we'll put a bow on it.
Check back tomorrow, see what's going on.
Heck yeah, man. We'll see what happens, you know, tonight with the Celtics. And
hopefully we got some positivity tomorrow coming out of the Celtics camp.
Yeah, let's hope. That's all we can.
Everything's negative, man.
That's it.
All right, man. Catch you later.
Peace.